position-wise, just kind of a few for examples, say like a defensive lineman, what do you look for on the field when you're looking for a player like that?
Well, we're watching the defensive line from a lot of perspectives. You want to watch, you know, his get-off, his lateral ability, strength in his hands, hip snap, a lot of different little, I'd say, key points that we kind of focus on of how's he playing the run? Is he getting off of blocks? Is his vision there? Is his awareness there? And the pass game, does he have a pass rush plan? How's he attacking his opponent? Is he giving the same moves over and over, or does he have an arsenal that he can switch his game up? Can he counter? There's a lot of, I'd say, intricate pieces to the game that you try to focus on, but inevitably the thing I want to really see the most is who's competitive, who wants to get after that guy in front of him, who calls out the guy that everybody else says is the best player here on the opposite side of the ball. When you get into those situations, I think is when you really start to figure out who we want to have as Cleveland Browns.
On the offensive side, too, it seems like there's always one big name at quarterback that emerges here. Russell Wilson was here a couple of years ago. What can you see from guys here, and how can they use that opportunity to go forward?
Again, I think that it's interesting. I think most of these guys take the game and they try to be spot on perfect. I think the reality for me is that I'm looking for a guy that is willing to work on the shortcomings of his game as well as accentuate his positives. So this is a game that really tests a person's fear level. Like, are they afraid to compete? Are they afraid to make that tight throw? There's a lot of pieces of this game that really come down to, like I said, just the natural competitiveness that you see in the guy. And then those guys that want to work, those guys that look for extra reps, those guys that want to get in the game and take those chances and demonstrate what they can do.
Are we at the part of the season where you aren't sleeping much?
I think that's all season. I would contend that a lot of times I have sacrificed sleep to try to get in more opportunities to either watch tape and find out more about each and every player, because that's what it comes down to, is having enough knowledge on each guy to make an informed decision. You never really know what you're buying unless you spend enough time with it. So I want to test drive the car. I want to sit in the seat. I want to run the air conditioning. And I want to put the heat on. I want to make sure everything's working in order. And the more opportunities that you have to test all those things, the better decisions you make.